الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم has said No two Muslims meet each other except for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they shake and they meet each other. They give salam and they recite salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not one of them leaves another except Allah ta'ala has forgiven his sins from before and which will happen after. This is the beauty and the brotherhood in Islam, that two people meet for the sake of Allah, Allah Ta'ala forgives them. And the blessings of Durood-e Pak, the blessings of Salat, in our conversations, that they remove and they destroy sins. May Allah Ta'ala make us love our Muslim brothers for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We live in an era which is full of technology and achievements. So it would be come to a person's mind that in an era where we can fly like birds, we can float on the water, we can go from one place to another, we can ring somebody and within a split second have a conversation with somebody across the world. We have ACs in summer, we have heating in winter, we have foods, we have cars, we have houses, we have luxuries, we have everything. So we would be happy, this is what somebody would think. But it has been reported and it is a scientific analysis that people now are more sad, are more upset, are more depressed than anywhere in the history. It is said in a report, in England alone in a year, there were over 61 million antidepressants sold. And this is double from what it was in the previous decade, and this was out of hospital. So we need to understand that there is a problem within us. There is a problem which not only the elders, but even the children today, the Muslims today, the people with Iman, the people with faith, the people who are the ones who have been given the tools of happiness, they are suffering from this illness. So the topic of today will be happiness. How can a person achieve happiness? What are the tools of gaining happiness? What should a person's state of mind be when it comes to happiness? How can we program or how can we change the state of our minds and thoughts that we will become more happy? There are countries which have the most beautiful sceneries in the world. There are countries which look after the people its most. There are countries which give a lot of benefits, gives a lot of help to the people. Yet they have the highest suicide rates. So this means that wealth is something which does not bring happiness. Benefits is something which does not bring happiness. Scenery, beauty is something which not brings happiness. So what is the reason we are unhappy? Why is it that sometimes when we sit alone, when we are in our room, when we are alone, we have this sense of emptiness, we have this sense of loneliness, we have this sense of depression, we are depressed, but we cannot pinpoint why this is happening. We cannot go and click to the point and say, this is the reason why I'm upset, this is the reason why I'm depressed. Why is this the case? Now let's look at the life of a Muslim, the state of a Muslim. And this will make things fall into place for you. This will make a lot of sense after we listen to this next section. This will make you realize what the problem is. This will give you a solution to that problem. This will tell you that even when you're in hardship, you will be happy. And even when you're in distress, you will be happy. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, strange is the matter of a believer. He is in benefit when he has been granted something. And he is also in benefit when something has been taken away from him. That a mu'min, a believer, is special. Then when Allah Ta'ala grants him something, when something comes his way, he thanks Allah Ta'ala upon it. When something is taken away from him, when he's in a state of distress, when he's in a state of difficulty, when there is tribulations upon him, he does sabr. And upon that sabr, he is rewarded. So that is also good for him. So this is the life, this is the state of mind of a Muslim, that whether he is happy, whether he has been granted something, he is benefited. And when a person is benefited and he knows he's gaining something, this brings happiness into his heart. Similarly, when something is taken away from him, he's in a state of distress, he has suffered a loss, and he does sabr upon it, he is patient upon it, Allah Ta'ala will grant him reward upon that sabr, and that will bring happiness into this heart. When a Muslim is disrespected, when a Muslim's honor is tarnished, when a Muslim is pointed fingers at, he remembers it is only Allah who gives izzah. It is only Allah who gives honor, and it is only Allah who takes it away. So this brings happiness, knowing that it is only Allah who can do this for him. When he feels something, he looks in the Quran, he looks at the hadith, and he sees that hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for him. Allah ta'ala is the best taker of affair. And this brings happiness into his heart. When he is alone, when he is in darkness, when he is alone at home, there is nobody around him. When he feels there is nobody able to listen to him, when he feels like he is unable to express his problems to somebody, when he feels that people are turning away from him, he looks in the Quran, pray to me and I will accept your prayer. And this brings happiness into his heart. When a person is in hardship, when a person is going through difficulties, he opens the Quran, he looks at the word of God, what does he see? فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Verily with hardship comes ease. So this brings happiness into his heart, knowing that this difficulty, this hardship, this state that I'm going through will soon finish and Allah Ta'ala will grant me ease. So it's a win-win scenario for a Muslim. When he is in a state of distress, he is happy. When he's in a state of benefit, he is happy. So these are the tools which we have been given, that whenever we are in a state of distress, we should look towards the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. We should look towards the hope of Allah Ta'ala. We should have this hopefulness in our heart. And these are the tools which have been given to a Muslim. When he uses these tools in his life, when he utilizes them in the way that they have been made to utilize, then they will bring happiness into his heart. When a person, he is a mu'min, he is a believer, and he looks at his life, he looks at himself, he looks at his family, what does he say? Alhamdulillah. And gratitude brings happiness. When you are grateful for the things you have in your life, when you are thanking Allah Ta'ala for the things you have in your life, then Allah Ta'ala will give you more. There's a story in the Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, that he met with Jibra'il alayhi salam, and he said to Jibra'il alayhi salam, "Oh Jibra'il, show me the most pious, show me the most beloved of Allah upon this earth." So Jibra'il says, "Okay, come with me." So they go and they travel, and they go to this place, and there is a house, and inside the house is a man, and this man is paralyzed from his legs, and he is disabled from his hands, and he is in a state that he is just laying down on the floor, looking up in the heavens, looking up in the skies. And Sayyidina Yunus says, "Oh Jibreel, I told you to take me to the most beloved, the most pious person of Allah. You have brought me to a disabled man. How is he the most pious person of Allah?" And Sayyidina Jibreel said, "Listen to what he says." So when Sayyidina Yunus went close to him, what did they hear? They hear that man saying, "Oh Allah, you granted me legs. I benefited from these legs for as long as you wanted me to. Now you have taken away what was yours. Alhamdulillah, I am happy upon your will." Then he says, "Ya Allah, you granted me hands. I benefited from the hands for as long as you wanted me to. You took back a ni'mah which you gave me. Alhamdulillah, I am happy with what you have given me." Then Sayyidina Jibreel says to Sayyidina Yunus, "Oh Yunus, now Allah Ta'ala has commanded me to take the eyesight of this individual." Sayyidina Jibreel points towards the eyes of this individual, and his eyesight gets taken away from him. And even in that state, he says, "Alhamdulillah, Ya Allah, you granted me eyes. I benefited from the eyes for as long as I wanted. You took away the ni'mah which you granted me. Alhamdulillah, I am happy with what you will." And like that, that person passed away. And when Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam seen this, he realized that the most pious individual, the closest to Allah Ta'ala, is the one who is the most grateful, who does the most gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the state of mind we should have, that we as Muslim have been granted a lot of things. Allah Ta'ala has granted us a lot of ni'mas. And even the teachings of Islam teach us this. For example, when we wake up in the morning, what do we say? Alhamdulillahillazi. We say, oh Allah, alhamdulillah for you who has granted us life after death. When we eat something, after eating something, what do we say? We say, alhamdulillah. We say, oh Allah, I thank you for this ni'mah of food which you have granted me. When a person, he sees somebody who has an illness, he sees somebody who is disabled, he says, alhamdulillah, ya Allah, I thank you for protecting me from that. When a person exits the toilets, what does he say? He says, ghufranaka, alhamdulillah, that, oh Allah, thank you for protecting me from the evils which lurk in the evils of the shaitan and the jinnat which are in the bathroom. So at every stage of his life, when a person wears a new clothing, he says, alhamdulillah, that, oh Allah, I thank you for granting me this new garment. I thank you for giving me this to cover my body, to cover my defects. When a person is given a ni'mah, when a person, he sees his children, he says, alhamdulillah, that, ya Allah, you have given me the ni'mah of children. When a child looks at the face of his parents, he says, alhamdulillah, ya Allah, I thank you for giving me the ni'mah of a mother, for giving me the ni'mah of a father. When a good Muslim brother meets another Muslim brother, what does he say? He says, alhamdulillah, ya Allah, I thank you for giving me such good company. I like we mentioned at the start, the glad tiding of the two people who love each other for the sake of Allah, and they meet and they recite darood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their former and latter sins are forgiven. This is the blessings, this is the mindset we should have. And when we have this mindset, then things in our life will become easy for us. So the moral of saying all of this, the conclusion of saying all of this is that we should always be grateful for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should always be thankful for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now if a person, he does not have this mindset, he does not have this mindset of gratitude, he does not have this mindset of shukr, he does not have this mindset of sabr, then what happens is he starts resorting to other things for happiness. He starts going from one drug to another drug. He starts going from one intoxicant to another intoxicant. He starts going from one bed to another bed to gain that sleep which he needs. He starts going from one woman to another woman to gain that sense of love and the sense of happiness and pleasure. He starts going from one place to another place. He starts traveling. He starts doing that. But what happens? He does not gain anything. Yet he goes deeper into that darkness of sadness. He goes deeper into that darkness. He goes deeper into that pit. And that little buzz, the little pleasure, the little happiness he gains from the drugs, from the intoxications, from the women, from that alcohol, from going into haram places, from doing haram things, from doing sins, that pleasure is only as temporary as the effect of that thing. Once that thing is removed from you, once that thing is taken away from you, then that happiness goes away from you. And the happiness which never perishes, that happiness which never goes away, that happiness which never lets you down, that happiness which will always be with you, that happiness which will help you in the darkest of moments, that happiness which will make you grateful in the times of highness and loftiness, is the love of Allah Ta'ala, is the love of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is the happiness which is found in the deen, it is the happiness which is found in deen and Islam. You have tried drugs, you have tried intoxicants, you have tried women, you have tried alcohol, you tried everything. But what you have not tried is finding peace within Islam. What you have not tried is finding peace within Salah. What you have not found is peace and tranquility in the ibadat. And the happiness which never perishes, that happiness which never goes away, that happiness which never lets you down, that happiness which will always be with you, that happiness which will help you in the darkest of moments, that happiness which will make you grateful in the times of highness and loftiness, is the love of Allah Ta'ala, is the love of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is the happiness which is found in the deen, it is the happiness which is found in deen and Islam. Oh, is this person going to be happy? Is this person truly going to be satisfied, even if he's a millionaire? We personally know people who are very rich, who have been given a lot by Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has given them extensive wealth, yet they are not happy. Yet there are problems in their family, there are problems in their health, there are problems in their life which do not make them happy. And on the other hand, there is an individual. He does not earn a lot. He does not make a lot of money, but he comes home and he feeds his family halal. He comes home and he clothes his family with halal. The things he buys is with halal. the sadaqah and zakat which he gives, he knows that Allah is going to be interested in that because it is with halal. Is he going to be happy or not? The barakah through the wealth, the barakah through that halal is going to cause him to be happy. Now let's look at an example that a person, he eats extensively, he drinks excessively, the bounties, he enjoys the favors, but he's not thankful upon it. He has no purpose behind eating them. He eats them for the sake of it. Is he going to be happy? In the month of Ramadan, we do not eat. We stop ourselves. We control our desires for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. We control our desires for the sake of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As these are the days of Eid and we have just finished the month of Ramadan, we have felt that sweetness in ourselves. We have felt that sweetness in our iman. We have felt that sweetness in our submissiveness, that we spend days without eating, we spend days without drinking, we go against abstaining from our desires, yet we feel happy. So this means happiness is not in eating delicious foods. Happiness is not in drinking delicious drinks, but it is even if you starve yourself for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Even starvation with the purpose, even starvation with the piety, with love, is more bringing you more happiness than eating with no purpose. Now let's look at a woman or a man who goes around from man to man or a woman to woman to seek the pleasure. He goes from one haram relationship to another haram relationship. He goes from one person to another person. Is he going to be happy? Is there going to be barakah? Is there going to be peace in his heart? Is there going to be any happiness in his heart? Whereas another person, he controls his desires. He gets married. He becomes in the state of marriage. Now he enjoys himself and now he will be happy. Because the barakah Allah Ta'ala praises, the blessings which have been placed in this, the love and the emotional bond which has been created by Allah Ta'ala, this will bring him happiness. So we have learned from these analogies that regardless of how much wealth you have, regardless of what kind of food you eat, regardless of how you fulfilled your desires, if they are empty from Islam and Iman and from the love of Allah Ta'ala, then they will not bring you any happiness whatsoever. They might bring you a short-term benefit, but that will bring long-term pain. Short-term benefit will bring you long-term pain. And any person with intellect, any person who has akal, who has an understanding, will know that short-term benefit for long-term pain is not worth it. Any person who goes down this route, he will not be able to have a happy life. Because happiness, we know, has been given to a mu'min through the promises of the Qur'an. And the scholars have said that a person who wants to know, he wants to test his iman, he wants to know how strong he is with iman, he should look at the Qur'an. Then he should look at himself. And he should ask himself that these promises which have been made in the Qur'an, these promises which the Messenger of Allah have made to me, do I believe in them firmly? Do I have true yaqeen upon them? Do I have the trust in them? And if the answer is yes, if the answer is that you know if you are thankful to Allah, Allah will grant you more. You know that the peace and the happiness of the heart lie in the dhikr of Allah. You know that the hardship, it will be removed and easiness will become. If you believe in all of these truly, with all of your heart, blindly, then you truly have strong iman. However, if you are in doubt of these things, if you do not believe in them properly, if you believe in them yet you are trying other things, then you need to look upon yourself once more time. You need to dwell deep in your heart and you need to ask yourself, what is the reason that I do not believe all of this? And another way a person can attain happiness is by looking at people below him. It is by looking at those people who are less privileged than him. It is by looking at those people who have been given less. Remember, when you are busy looking at the ni'mas, looking at the happiness, looking at the blessings of other people, you do not enjoy the blessing you have yourself. And because you do not enjoy that blessing you have yourself, you are not happy anymore. If a person is walking on the street, he will see somebody with a bicycle and he will wish for that bicycle. Now when he has that bicycle, he will wish for that motorbike. Now when he has that motorbike, he will wish for a car. When he has a car, and when he gets to the car, he will not have enjoyed the blessing of a bicycle. He would not have enjoyed that time he had with that motorcycle. Even when he gets in his car, He will look upon a car which is better than his car. And he will constantly worry about getting that car. He will constantly think about getting that car. And in this contemplation, in this thinkingness, in this midst of his minds, he will not enjoy that blessing which he has now. So we should always look at a person below us. We should always look, not with the arrogance. We should not look at somebody below us with arrogance, but rather with thankfulness, with gratitude that, oh, Ya Allah, you have granted me so much more than this person. When you realize that how much you have, how much Allah Ta'ala has granted you, then you will be happy in your life. I can tell you one thing with certainty, and this is something which we need to instill in our minds, that the life me and you have been given, the way we live, with the roof upon our heads, with clothes on our body, with not having to worry about food, with the safety which Allah Ta'ala has granted us, with people around us who love us, there are people who will give anything in the world to be in your position. So my dear brothers and sisters, acknowledge this, honor this, respect this and enjoy it. Life Allah Ta'ala has made for a moment to enjoy within the boundaries of Sharia. That's why we have been given so many ni'mas. There is no restrictions for us to eat good food. There is no restriction upon a moment to wear nice clothes. There is no restriction upon a moment to drive nice cars. There is no restriction upon a moment to travel to nice places. There is no restriction upon a Muslim to earn a lot of wealth. So many of the companions were businessmen, they were traders, they had so much wealth. But remember, all of this needs to be within the boundaries of Sharia. All of this needs to be within the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. If you feel like you are doing anything and you are stepping outside the boundary of Sharia and that is bringing you happiness, then know that is fake happiness and that will go away sooner or later. But if you are in a state where you are pleasing your Lord, yet you are enjoying His ni'mas, yet you are being thankful for His ni'mas. If we did not have any ni'mas or blessing, what would we be grateful for? So the reason we have blessings, the reason we have ni'mas is for us to enjoy them. And recognition is very important as well. Because when a person recognizes something, when a person recognizes he has been granted something, then he appreciates it. And when a person appreciates it, then this brings him happiness. And another way a person can change the state of his mind is to be around the company of positive people. If you are with those people who are always sad, who are always depressed, who are never happy, who are always ungrateful, then that bad energy, that bad vibe is going to rub onto you. And subconsciously, you are going to start thinking of such things. But if you are with those people who are happy, if you are in the company of those people who remind you to be happy, who remind you of the ni'mas, who take you to places of happiness like the masjid, who take you to places of happiness like Makkatul Mukarrama and Madinatul Munawwara, who speak about happiness, who remind you of happiness, who tell you stories of happiness, then your mind will transform into a mind which is positive, a mind which is happy, a mind which is grateful. And with this mindset, you will be able to do a lot of things. But the problem with mindset is, according to a study, around 45% of the time we are awake and we are trying to focus, our mind wanders away. So we need to overcome this. And the real way a person can overcome this is by busying himself in acts. Because acting upon something is easier than thinking about it. For example, if I told you to focus on your breathing for 5 minutes, you will not be able to focus. Rather, your mind will wander from one place to another place to another place to another place. Yet if I told you to hold a conversation with somebody or hold your hand up for 5 minutes, you will be able to do so because you will be more concentrated on it. Your mind will be more indulged in it. So this is why we need to adopt positive hobbies in our lives. Hobbies which are within the boundaries of Sharia and they have a positive impact upon our lives. And like this, that positiveness which will come into our mind, that release of dopamine which we are looking to get from other places, when we get that from Islam, when we get that from the deen, when we get that from the company of the people we like to be around, then we will not seek happiness from other sources. And this was a short summary upon happiness. And the last thing which we will be finished on as well is, remember, try to enjoy the small things in life. Sometimes a person sets himself a goal and a target which he will achieve in 5 years. And within those 5 years, he is unable to express the happiness which he has been granted. Why? Because he is so focused upon that big goal, that big blessing, that the little blessings in his life, he overlooks them, he does not see them anymore. So remember, enjoy the small blessings in life, even if it is eating something sweet. Enjoy it for the sake of Allah. Enjoy it and be thankful to Allah. Even if it is looking at something beautiful, thank Allah, enjoy that. Even if it is spending time in the company of those people who make you happy, enjoy it. And this enjoyment of small things will keep releasing small levels of dopamine, small levels of happiness, the chemical of happiness which people look for in drugs. When this is released in your mind, which is released in your brain, then you will become happy. And this is the key to success, that when a mu'min is given something, then he does shukr. And when he is afflicted by something, he does sabr. If we are to take this and apply it in our lives, then we will always be happy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bijahi nabiyya al-ameen wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's a gift from Rabbah.